Poshim, that even though the din required by Nidon Yishvu is Levate Bisvasai, as the Pasuk says, Nefesh, Kisishav, Levate Bisvasai, Lahor Lahaitiv, etc. In the end of Farish's Vayikra, Chomish Vayikra, so you have to be Mefarish Bisvasov. But if the person didn't spell out the whole sentence, he said a haschola of the sentence, and it's implicit what the whole sentence is, it's implied what the gemara of the sentence is, that's considered a yad, like a handle of a pot, whereby you can hold a pot without actually holding onto the pot. And a yadis and dorm is gonna dorm. It's considered as if he had done levata b'svasan. So the gemara raised the shayla, what would be the din of yad for a nusach of a get? It's certainly good. That's a mishnah and gittin on that hammer base, and that's a machlokes hatanan about the details. What's the law of yad? She'ene machiach in the nusach of a get. The nusach of a get for sure is good idea yad. But the gemara had several ibayas. What's the din of yad for a lashon of kiddushin? Says, Ariat Mukudesh is a Lashon Kiddushin. What if he says Viyat to the other woman? And the more had a suffix whether Yeshiad Lepayat, and the more had a suffix whether Yeshiad Litzdoke, this we learned last week. The Gemara had the various fakers, because in all these different cases, there's reason to argue, and one can build up an argument to explain why you should need more of a Lashon Gomer over here, because since you need a higher level of Das, since it's a special din of Das, then maybe you need Dafke Lashon Gomer. So we used to discuss, but Kiddushin is that there's a higher level of Das, clearly a higher level of Das, clearly a higher level of Das than by Nidorim. And by Pei is a higher level of Das, Pei is like Tzedok, Pei goes together with Tzedok, is a higher level of Das, because the Gemara has later that Ami Rasa Lagavakim, Surasa Lahedidami Mei Achshol, that you can't even back out if it's Techazman. If I say, Harezet Tzedok Lachalaman Yom, so if you give Kiddushin Lachalaman Yom, you can back out Techazman. But if you give Tzedok Lach Alamin Yom, so you cannot back out Techazman. So that shows that Zaha is stronger than of Das. And then we're up to the next piece of the Gemara. Next piece of the Gemara is very strange. The Gemara has a Shaila, what's the din by Hefker? About 10 lines from the top of Zainam and Aleph, the Gemara starts, the line begins with the word, Yesh Yad Lehefker, Adul Mein Yad Lehefker. What is Hefker? A person declares his property as ownerless. That's Pshat Hefker, no? He declares that his property should be ownerless. So what has it got to do with anything? I mean, you need Amira. The person thinks in his mind he wants to do Mafke something, so they say Dvam Shebulai Vein Dvorin, it doesn't become Hefker. So he has to pronounce it with his lips. But since you need Amira... Bittul of the Chometz, about this on the Chometz, that's a machloik, it's Rashi and Tesis. Tesis claims, right, the Gemara says, Beferish Bittul Belev is good, so the Rishonim say it doesn't mean Bittul Belev, it means you don't have to be Mashmir Liyaznov. Like the Gemara has in Brachas, if a person is Kari Kriyashma Belibo, is Yotso, so what does it mean Belibo? So the Gemara says, it doesn't mean Belibo. He's reading with in his mind. It means that he reads it, he pronounces the words of Kriyashma, but he didn't read it loud enough, that it should be Mashmir Liyaznov. So that's how the Rishonim interpret there. According to Tosis, that the Minatar Bitl Bial Masagi, that Bitl Chometz is sufficient to remove the Balyura by Mats. Bitl means Mafke Zayin, so it doesn't really mean Bitl Belay. It means Bitl Bepeh, but it's not necessary to say it so loud. But it has to be Mafke. Rashi learns not, so Rashi claims that Bitl is in Gansin a different din. Rashi, the Rambam, the Ramban, that Bitl is a different din. You declare that you're in a Rotsi B'Kiyumo. And that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, of Biur. Tosis says it's not a fulfillment of any mitzvah, it's just a way to avoid the whole problem of Balei Rabbi Yimotzeh, because the din is Shalchoi Yatoroyah, the only violate Balei Rabbi Yimotzeh, Balei Rabbi Chachamitz, Balei Rabbi Chachamitz, if it belongs to you. If you mafke the chametzah, it doesn't belong to you, so you don't violate anything, but it's not a fulfillment of a mitzvah. And Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban claim, no, that being Levat Lachametz is a fulfillment, the actual fulfillment, the key mitzvah of Tashbisu.
In this case of Hefker, that you're speaking about, are you talking about somebody putting it out in the Rishus HaRabim? Or you told my the guy sitting in his living room,
either way,
that he's going to make
either
money.
Way,
it makes a big difference, wouldn't it? Because my living room belongs to my house. If I take it outside and leave it out in Bennett Avenue, you know, then anyone who comes along can take it.
No, even if you mafke something in your own house, it also becomes ownerless. I let him be re-zoche, let him be zoche back because his chatzah is kaina. The chatzah is even kaina shaloi midaitai. The Gemara says chatzah is shaloi midaitai shaloi midaitai. Tosis writes in Cheskes Habat, and the chatzah is kind of shaloi midas, but it's not kind of bal korcha. If $1 million falls into my chatzah and I'm not aware of it, then I'm kind of, because everybody assumes right. That he would want to be kind of. He's right, even though he's not aware of it, so we say chatzah is shalom, kana lo shaloi midai. But if it's something that we know that he doesn't want to be kind of, then it's not kind of bal korcha. So let's say I'm mafka something that's still in my reshus, and I don't want to continue owning it. I want to declare it as ownerless. So then even though it's in my chutz, I'm not zeicha back min
hanechka. But nobody can go in and take it.
I have to let them come in. If
so
it's hefker,
so...
Okay. On Shemitah, the Torah declares that all of the payers are hefker. So the Gemara has later in the Dharm that it's understood that everybody has permission to walk through the fields in order to get to the payers that I have. If I'm after something that's in my reshus, it's not automatically that they have the right to come in, but they have the right to ring the bell, to knock the door, and to ask they'd like to come in and be zeichon hefker. I have to let them in. They can't come on their own, but I have to let them in because it's up for grabs. I was mafker. So the Gemara has a shaila with a yesh yad lehefker or ein yad lehefker. What's the shaila? So the Gemara says, hefker, what's the shaila? Heinu tzedakah. It's the same as tzedakah. Very striking Russian. Heinu tzedakah.
Why is tzedakah a mitzvah?
Tzedakah
is a mitzvah, first of all. Hefker is
hefker giving something away.
Yeah, so the Taisus writes a Lashon on the Gemara, the top, the first Taisus on the very side, on the left-hand side of the Gemara. Hefka heinu tzedakah, because the stam hafke b'shul she'iske ba'aniyim. People are usually mafke their property that the poor people should be zeh. Why? The person throws out the garbage, and the garbage can is mafke. Whoever wants, that's not necessarily mafke for the poor people, it's mafke for the poor or for the rich. So he says, yeah, that's the maskanas ha'gemara. Very strange Lashon ha'gemara, that hefka heinu tzedakah. So the Rambam quotes this thing.
Tzedakah, you're giving it specifically to somebody. Hefker, you're not giving it specifically to anybody. You're not mocking anything. You take your bylaws off. You're not giving
it.
You're not a
kumbasev. Offhand, you just take your bylaws off.
Yeah.
You make it ownerless. L'chayre, that's the simple pshat. We'll have to see. So the Rambam quotes this Gemara. The Rambam, if you take a look on the side in the Ayin Mishpat by the Oiz Beis, the Rambam quotes this in Perek Beis and Hilchos Nedarim. Perek Beis and Hilchos Nedarim, the Rambam starts off by this. Hefker Harehu Mechlal HaNedarim. He has Perek Aleph and Hilchos Nedarim. He writes all the outline, the general outline of Hilchos Nedarim. In Perek Beis, he writes, there's another aspect of a Neder, which is going to devote a Perekah to here now, to explain all the details, then he's going to go back later in Hilchos Nedarim to the normal dinim of Nedarim, the homosichta. So what does he write in Perek Beis? Hefker. That Hefker is a form of a neder. What does Hefker got to do with a neder? What does Hefker got to do with a neder? It's very strange.
Well, you say neder, you don't want to have any north and stuff. It's like when you say Hefker, I don't want to have any north and I want to be home.
Hefker does mean you don't want to have any north. I'm after it, it doesn't belong to me. What's this? No. So what the Rambam probably means, very strange Rambam. The Tzoyis HaChoshen has a very hard time with that Rambam. He says that the Rambam means to say that if you back out from Hefker, so you violate Bal Yachol. Very difficult. What the Rambam probably means is that Neder is something, it's very difficult, but what it probably means is that Neder is something that's Chal Aydei Dibur. Aydei HaFloh, that's called Inyoni HaFloh. The Rambam, he has a whole Sefer. Rambam is Yara Chazok. The Rambam called it Mishnah Torah. We call it Yad HaChazaka. That's not what we call it. Why did we call it Yad HaChazaka? Because it has Yud Dalet Svarm, has 14 Svarm. So one of the Svarm is called Sefer HaFloh. HaFloh contains Anedorim, Shvuas, Naziris, Erech, and Vacharon. Those sections. Why? What's the Tzara Shavash Abem? All of these in Yonam, Achal Aydei Dibur. Lahafli means to pronounce something with your lips. So the Rambam writes that Hefker Harevu Mechlal HaNedorim, in the sense that whereas normal Mekkech HaMemkar, if I give you a matone, or if I sell something to you, it's only Chal, Ayidei Kinyan, you have to make a Maisi Kinyan. And the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, and Hilchos Mechira, HaMekkech Eino Nikne B'dvorim, that if you just say that you're giving it over to somebody else, so the ownership is not transferred, but in Hefker, that's not Halach, the Hefker is Chal Ayidei Dibur. So that's probably what the Rambam means, a very strange Lashmar he writes, that Hefker, Harehu Mechlal HaNedorim, that just like by Nedorim, it's Chal Aydei Dibur, so to by Hefker, it's a Kinyan, which is Chal Aydei Dibur. So what is the Gemara? And why did he put in Hilchas Hefker? I couldn't find a better place. I would have put it in Hilchas Mekkech HaMemkar. That's where it is in the Choshim Mishpat. All the Dinim of Hefker are in Choshim Mishpat next to Hilchas Schiyam Atan, Hilchas Kinyonim. It's not in Yerideh next to Hilchas Nedorim. So the Tur in the Mechaber put it in the, what we would think would be the more correct place. Put it next to Hilchas Kinyan. The Rambam puts it over here next to Hilchas Nedarim because the Gemara has it in Maslechas Nedarim. The Gemara here is discussing the topic of Yad, that whenever you need Amira, whenever you need Dibur, So even if you have an incomplete lashon, sometimes it's acceptable and sometimes it's not acceptable. So the Gemara has an idvaya. Would we say yesh yad lehefker or ein yad lehefker? So the Gemara taina is hefker should be the same as tzedakah. I mean the same as tzedakah. So what's the Gemara here? Means psychologically, that's what the Tosafot says. Psychologally, people used right to practice. The practice was historically. The practice was not anymore. They were historically, but that doesn't explain why the halacha should be that it should be the same as tzedakah. Even though your intention is to give the davar shel hefker to the aniyim to tzedakah, that explains why I should say yesh yad lehefker. The pashtus says that the whole din of yad is a din when you need a amira. So then we say there's a din of yad. And the Gemara has the sveikas, and I learn that whenever you need a nusach for a get, I say also there's a din of yad. And all of the sveikas of rapapa by kiddushin and by pei and by tzedakah, these things, the shaila is because you need a higher level of amira here. You need a higher level of das, so maybe the weaker amira is not sufficient. What is the Gemara raising a question by hefker? Hefker needs a higher level of das. What's it does hefker? Hefker needs more das than mekach memka. Do we have any halacha which indicates that hefker is different? I mean, this gufa. This din itself, that hefker is chal ayidei dibur, and you don't need any ma'aseh kinyan, this itself indicates that it's a higher level of das. Normally you say, hamakach eino niktam bedvarim, that you can't transfer ownership just by talking. I can talk from today till next year that I'm giving you the Gemara, and it doesn't belong to you until we make a ma'aseh kinyan. But if I make it hefker, then the din declares that it, then the halacha declares that it does become hefker, becomes onelik. So you see that somehow the declaration of hefker has more das in it. So whenever you have a stronger das, then there's no need for ma'aseh kinyan. Why should we consider hefker a stronger das? Why in the world should you consider hefker a stronger das? So the Chazon Ish has an essay, very short, has a very short piece in the beginning of Maseches Orlo. The din of Orlo is, Kisavoy Elwaratz and Entitim Kolets Ma'echavar Altamar Los. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, you plant trees. So the first 3 years, the parents that grow on the tree are also Bachida Ba'ano. Parents that grow on the fourth year, Anet the Revai is supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim and to eat it there. If you can't bring it, it has the same din as Ma'aseh Sheni. You pay then, you bring the money to Yerushalayim, and you buy meat, beer, wine, whatever, and you drink that. Mikdusha V'tahara. You eat it and you drink it, Mikdusha V'tahara. So the Mishnah discusses what's the halacha in the beginning of our Perek Aleph Mishnah. What's the din? Hanatel Rabim. What if the person plants trees on behalf of the... He plants trees in his Rishus, but he's planting it for the municipality. He's giving it over to the city. And a Taylor Rabbim, is there a din of Orlo, or is there no din of Orlo? As the Chumash says, in a Kisavailos and a Titan collects Michael, Kisavailos and a Titan Valraltam, Orlo says, period, sounds as if a person is doing it for himself. So what if he's doing it for the municipality? Do I still say that it has a din of Orlo or not? So it's a Machlokes HaTanoim in the Mishnah, how to read that post. Oh, how to darshan the post. So the Chazon Ish wants to know, what do you mean, Hana Taylor Rabbim? I have a backyard, and I plant a tree, and I plan to give it to the municipality. I plan to give it, I can always change my mind. What do you mean, Hana Taylor Rabbit? Well, what makes it that at the time that I plant it, then I say, and I declare, I'm going to give it over to the Rabbim, what accomplishes the kinyan? Hamekech hainu nikna bedvarim, the Rambam writes, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Mechira, that you cannot transfer ownership just by talking. So the Chazon Ish says from this Mishnah, as well as the other Mishnahs and other Gemaras, he has Mishnah Nedorim and other Gemaras, he says you see a klal, which is quoted in La'aloch and Shulchan Aruch. It's not just the Chazon Ish made up his own klal. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in the name of the Rishon. They don't bring these rites, they bring other rites. That when do you require a kinyan, and without a kinyan, the transference of ownership doesn't take effect, that's if it's Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Chisim kermim kalam yisecho, konam yanam yisecho, al tonu ish yisochim, the end of Chumash Vayikra. The very end of Chumash Vayikra. So it says, Chisim kermim kalam yisecho, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, between one person and the other. What if you're makna to a rabbim? So then the Rishonim say that there's no need for a ma'aseh kinyan. The kinyan is chal b'dvarim alone. What's considered a rabbim? So the Rishonim say three people. Three people is a rabbim. Where they get this mark of three people? Because the Gemara has in Gittin, the Gemara has later in the Dharma Din, if a person takes a neder, al das rabbim, so there is a machlokes satanai with a neder shehudar al das rabbim, al das hakele, whether it has a hatorah or you cannot be mat to such a neder. So machlokes satanai, we pasken that it does have hatorah. So the different cases, sometimes the pasken does not have hatorah, it's a whole discussion in the Gemara. So what's the definition of neder shuhuda al das rabim or neder shuhuda bar rabim? How many people is a rabim? So it's a machlekes in the Gemara whether it's 3 or 10 people. And even the shita in the Gemara that it's 10, the Gemara says that's based on a pasuk in Yehoshua, that when the Givonim came to Yehoshua and they claimed, they gave him a whole story that they claimed from a far off country and they're afraid that he's going to wipe out all the nations in Eretz Yisrael, is going to go expand Eretz Yisrael, wipe out all the nations in Africa, and they come from a far off land in Africa and they want to make peace with him. So he said, no, we'll make peace with you now, no problem, we're only out to kill the Laman Aleph Malachim, only those Nachrim, only those Umas who live in Eretz Yisrael, we're not interested in wiping out all of Africa. And then they made a treaty with them, and then Yeshua and Bnei Yisrael found out that they were fakers, that they came from Eretz Yisrael, they were from the Zaynumas. So the pasuk says, even though they were from the Zaynumas and there was really a mitzvah to kill them, the Bnei Yisrael didn't kill them because they took a shvuah and it would have been a chilul Hashem. So the pasuk there speaks about a shvuah that was nishba al das rabim. And there it says that it was nishba in the presence of a minyan. Ki nishba lahem roshei ha'edah. And the word edah has the connotation of 10. So because there it says the word edah, so that's why one opinion of the Gemara is that a neder shuhuda bar rabim, a neder shuhuda al das rabim, means that you had 10 people involved. But normally when you speak of a rabim means 3 people. You don't necessarily have to have 10 people. And there are other cases where the halacha distinguishes between yochid and rabim l'mashal. There is a different din. A meisis and a mediach is a different halacha. If one person tries to convince another one to worship Avodah Zorah, so that's called a meisis. A meisis and a mediach. But there's a difference. A meisis means a meisis is a yochid, and a mediach means a mediach is a rabim. And they're different onshim. One of them gets kila, the other one gets chenek, I think. It's a different onish miso. And one of them is chayv miso even if the other people don't listen to him to worship Avodah Zorah, and the other one is chayv miso only if they do listen to him and they worship Avodah Zorah. Tomorrow is a whole discussion which one is which. The meisis is chayv even if they don't listen, or the mediach is chayv even if they don't listen. A whole discussion in Gemara Sanhedrin. So how do you draw the distinction between a meisis as opposed to a mediach? Mediach ir and edachas, only if he's mediach a whole city. So the minhaschina quotes achronim is saying no. A meisis is a yochid, mediach is a rabim. What's the definition of rabim? Say quotes achronim who discuss whether 3 or 10. They apply this discussion that the Gemara has about neder shuhuda barabim, aldas rabim, to the case of meisis versus mediach. So here also the Rishonim say, whenever you makna la rabim, there's no need for a meisa kinyan. Now what's the definition of rabim? So they say 3 people. If you makna to a group of 3 people, or if you want to be meshabed yourself to a group of 3 people, there's no need for a meisa kinyan. The obligation or the kinyan takes effect without any meisa kinyan at all. That's how the Rishonim say. Not the Chazanish has Mishnayos and Gemaras like that. So then the Chazanish says, and where did they get this from? Where did they get it? Just from the Diyuk HaLoshon and the Pasuk. Kisim kremim ka la misecha, kona miyala misecha. So you only need a Maisi Kinyan when it's la misecha, miyala misecha. When it's only 2 Yechidim, when it's a Kinyan to the Rabbim, then there's no need for Maisi Kinyan. So the Chazanish says, he thinks you need a better Mokker than that. So he writes, he thinks the Mokker is from the Parsha of Hefker. There are 2 dinim in the Torah. There's a din of Hefker and there's a din of Yush. Yush means if somebody loses his property, it still belongs to him. It's lost, but it's still his. Unless he gives up hope of ever finding it, he's misyayish, then we learn out from a pasuk that it becomes hefker. Where is the pasuk that once the person is misyayish from his property, it becomes hefker and he no longer owns it? So the Tosfos points out in several places, Bava Kama and Bava Metzia, Tosfos points out that's derived from the pasuk Simlo. It says that when you walk in the street and you find Kol Avedas Achicha, Shor Hamor says Simlo, anything the other fellow picked, lost, you have to pick it up and hold it and try to... You have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda to give it back. So why does the Gemara ask, why does the Chumash single out similar address? So in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have factories where they manufactured 1,000 dresses that looked exactly the same. Every dress was hand-tailored. Every suit, every garment was made specifically. So there were no 2 similars that were the same. It was Man HaTanach. So when the Chumash speaks about a similar, the Gemara says, Ma simlo miyuchedah sheyesh lo simanim v'yesh lo tovim. A similar, something that's unique, that no 2 dresses looked alike, everything is a different size, different shape, different colors, everything is going to be different, no 2 dresses were alike. So therefore the person will not be misyayish from that. But what happens if the person lost something that he has no simanim on, and therefore he's going to probably give up hope of ever finding it? Once he gives up hope, then it becomes hefker. So that word simlo by Hashavas Aveda, that is the source of the institution of yiyush. It's from that word that we derive this halacha, that if I lose some property, I give up hope of ever finding it, that it becomes hefker. That's learned out from the word simlo. But Tosfos says there is a different din, a completely different din of hefker. I didn't lose anything. I have the sefer and my rishus right in front of me. I have the money in my pocket, whatever. I have the glasses in my pocket. I say that I'm mafker it. How do you know in that case that when you mafka property that you have, it becomes hefker? This is not a case of losing property. When the property is lost and then you give up hope of finding it, then it's really, really lost. That's goyim the shame avud. And when it's really, really avud, then an object which is really avud, you lose your ownership on. That's the gedor hadin of yish. But the gedor hadin of hefker is legamri a different din, that you mafka something. So where's the mocker of the institution of hefker? So the Tesis quotes the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi in Trumas, the Yerushalmi says that it's learned now from the Pasuk in Mishpatim, Hashviz Tishmentenu Unetashto, Yochlo Avyoni Amechu, etc. So that Pasuk says that the peiris that grow during the Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael, this year of Shemitah, all the peiris become Hefker. So why does it say, Akeifa Loshen, Hashviz Tishmentenu Unetashto? You should let it be Hefker, you should let it be Hefker. Why the double Loshen? So the Yerushalmi says, Yeshlof Netisha Acheri Sheikazu. We say, Loid di b'terek v'deshen b'deyad. Umar has an ongoing machlekes hatanayim, whether you darshan l'shen is kfubim, or you don't darshan l'shen is kfubim. When it says, Hoshiv tishivim, hanik tanik, all the psukim with the chumash repeats the same expression, does it mean something? The fact that it's written twice, or do you say, no, di b'terek v'deshen b'deyad. So we pass the loid di b'terek, we had the machlekes earlier in the dark, we pass the loid di b'terek v'deshen b'deyad, like Rav Akiva. Every time you have the shen is kfubim, we assume that the chumash is teaching us something by repeating this verb. So what's the implication over here? Vashviz tishmetena unetashto. Why is the double lashon appear? So the Yerushalmi says, tishmetena tells me that the pears that grow during Shnas HaShmita are hefker. Unetashto tells me not only is there a hefker, that the Torah declares it hefker, whatever grows during Shmita. If you want, you can declare anything you want as hefker all 7 years of the Shmita cycle. Anything you want, you can declare as hefker. Yeshlach netish acher shikazu v'hainu hefker. That's the pasuk. It's a different din. Hefker is absolutely unrelated to Yush. The yisoid of Yush is that property that's lost, and it's really lost, you lose your ownership automatically. If it's just lost, it's avud mimena mitzuyei tzu kol adam. You'll be able to find it if you look. Other people will be able to find it. Then it's not avud legamre. Then it still belongs to you. But if it's avud legamre, my property is really lost, then I lose my ownership on it. So whenever I'm misyayish from my property that I lost, then it becomes hefker. That's the yisayda din of yush, that's not that in the pasuk. Similar. And the din of hefker is legamri a different din. So the Chazanish claims, what's the pshat in hefker? What does it mean hefker? The person is misalik his ownership. He declares it is ownerless, it no longer belongs to him. Just like when the Rabbanu Shalom created the world in the Sheshis Mebereshis, everything was ownerless until Adam Rishon came and he grabbed it until people came on the Rezechem and a hefker. So if I have property and I'm mafkir it, so it reverts back to its original state, like in Sheshis Mei Bereshis, that it becomes hefker, becomes ownerless. So the Chazanish says he thinks that that's not correct. He thinks the definition of hefker means you're makne to the tzibur. Hefker means not I'm misalik my ownership and I declare it ownerless. No, once the property belongs to you, it cannot revert back to its original state of being ownerless. You have to either give it to some other person, or to a group of people, or you can be makne to the tzibur. By being mafkirit, it doesn't mean that it becomes ownerless. By being mafkirit, it belongs now to the whole community, belongs to the whole tzibur, with respect to any member of that community having the right to take it. Like you have by truma. When the farmer is mafresh truma, so the truma belongs to the shevet kohanim. What do you mean it belongs to the shevet kohanim? It means that any member of the shevet kohanim has a right to take it for himself and be koinet as a kinyan prati. Belongs to the whole Shevet Kuna with respect to any individual member of that Shevet Kuna having the right to take it as his own. So when I'm mafkir my property, I don't say it's ownerless. It's like in Sheshis Mei Bereshis, the Rebbeinu Shlomo made a whole world and everything was ownerless. Whoever wants, everything is up for grabs. Whoever wants can take it. No. Once it belongs to a person, it's always going to remain somebody's. It doesn't have to remain his. He can give it away to Matana. He can sell it. He can be maknet to a rabbi, or he can be mafkir, which also means you makne to the public at large, so that any member of that public has a right to take it. So the Chazanish says, and that's the pasuk where we learn this din from, that if you want to be makne to the rabbin, there's no need for a maisa kinyan, because that's exactly what hefka means. Hefka means when you makne to the rabbin, doesn't mean you're misalik your bialos. There's no way to be misalik your bialos, unless you die. If you commit suicide, so you're misalik your bialos, it doesn't belong to you anymore. But kozman, that you're alive and you own property, the only way to get rid of it is to be machne, to transfer the ownership to somebody else. You can't just say, I want to be misalik myself and the mele doesn't belong to me. No such thing. That's not what hefka means. Hefka means you machne to the tzibur, you machne to the rabbim, and any member of the rabbim has a right to take it. And this is the marker of the din that the Rishonim developed, that the Chazon Ish had raised Mishnayos for, that whenever you makna to a rabbim of three or more, that there's no need for any ma'aseh kinyan. That's exactly what hefker is. Oh, so what's the getter hadin? So what's the... Why not? The rabbim is... See, if the other person into whose rishus I'm dumping in is a Yisrael, so then I'm going to cause him to violate by Rabbi Matzah. But he's not a Yisrael. It's the rabbim. It's the rabbim. I can't be mafke to one segment of the world population. I have to be mafke to everybody. So once you're mafke, it belongs to everybody. So everybody is not a Jew. Everybody includes Jews and non-Jews, but everybody is not considered a Jew. The rabbim at large, let's say, Amarfish Truman, the Truman is Chometz. So I wouldn't say that the Kohanim violate by Rabbi Matzah. It belongs to Shevet Kohanim. Shevet Kohanim is like a corporation. So nobody violates by Rabbi Matzah. So when I'm after my Chometz, before Pesach also, nobody violates by Rabbi Matzah. It belongs to the corporation of the whole world at large. The whole world population. So what's the Geder Hadin over here? What kind of halacha is that? That when you mafka your property, it's considered an act of haknot to the rabbim. And that's why Hefka works. That's why Hefka works the deeper along. What is their Geder Adin? So Mistami, you have to explain, not the way we usually think. You usually think that, why is it that Hefka works the deeper along? Because you're not being maknet to anybody else. You're being misalak your balus. So if I'm maknet to somebody else, and then I have to make a kinyan with the somebody else. If I'm just quitting, I'm being misalak myself. So just say, I'm misalak myself, I'm afkirit, and I'm out of the picture, it doesn't belong to me. So that's why Hefka is chal b'dvar. But the Chazon Ish says that's not the correct pshat. Hefka doesn't mean you're misalik. There's no way to be misalik yourself. Hefka pshat is that you're makne to the tzibur. So what kind? And that's the marker of the din. Whenever you're makne to a rabbim, not only a tzibur, whenever you're makne to a rabbim of three or more, so then there's no need for a ma'aseh kinyan. So what is the Geder Hadin? So Mistama, the Geder Hadin is that when do you require a ma'aseh kinyan? Only when you have plain old das. But when you have a higher level of das, you have many gemaras like that. Whenever there's a strong gemaras das, so then a kinyan can be accomplished with das alone, and there's no need for a ma'aseh kinyan. So apparently that's the Geder Adin, whenever you're makna to the rabbim, whenever you're makna to the tzibur, or to a rabbim, I say, since it's on behalf of a rabbim, so there's a higher level of das. If it's to bein adam lachaver, to a yochid, or to yechidim, to one person, then the das is a plain das mekach hamemkar. So the das alone does not accomplish the transfer ownership. You have to have a ma'aseh kinyan. But if it's akno to a rabbim, so I say, oh, that's a higher level of das. And the higher level of das doesn't require any ma'aseh kinyan. As the Gemara has in many places. Whenever you have a higher level of das, a stronger Gemara's das, the one who wants to give away his... He really made up his mind, no doubts about it. So if, a lot of times people sell things, they buy things, they're not thinking so carefully. So then Halacha says that das alone is not enough. Hamekechen and Nikdam Dvarim, you require a ma'aseh kinyan. But you have cases, very few cases in the Gemara, the Rashash and Pcheres, and Daf Yutches collects all the Gemaras. Not so many, five or six Gemaras. And whenever you have das alone, so the das accomplishes a kinyan, the das accomplishes a haknor without any need for a ma'aseh kinyan. So the Chazon Ish is claiming that that's what Hefker always is. Hefker means I'm makten to the rabbim, I'm makten to the tzibur. Whenever one is makna to the rabbi, more to the tzibur, there's a higher level of das, because it's going to a whole group of people, to the rabbi. So therefore it's considered a higher level of das, and that's the Gemara Shaila, higher level of das. Maybe it's not sufficient with a yad. Baina Dorim is a lower level of das, and Dorim is even a lower level than Mekach HaMemka, which was lower than Gitmi Kedushin we discussed last time. So by the lower level of das, and the Amir is supposed to reflect his das. And then Aloha says, no, such a low level of das, Amir Aideyad is also good enough. But if you need a higher level of das, like by Loshin Kiddushin, or a higher level of das, like by Tzedoki, you had the Gemara last week on Daf Chav Tes, that by Tzedoki you need a higher level of das. And now the Gemara says that by Hefker is also a higher level of das. We find that's why there's no need for a Ma'aseh Kinyan. You don't need, it's not that you don't need a Ma'aseh Kinyan for Hefker because you're misalik yourself. You're not misalik yourself. You don't need a ma'aseh kinyan because there's a higher level of das because you maknet la'acherim. So that's what Gemara has a suffix. Higher level of das, maybe a yad should not be sufficient to reflect his das. So the Gemara says, why is that considered a separate suffix? That should be the same suffix as tzedakah. That was exactly the suffix by tzedakah. That tzedakah needs if it's a higher level of das, it's a stronger das. That was the divide that we had on the previous daf, whether yesh yad with tzedakah or not. Frag the Gemara, Hainu Tzedakah, so why does Rav Papa present this as a separate suffix? Gemara says, yeah, it's a suffix, agabi suffix. Imtim tziloy mekama, one suffix is based on the other, an extension. Imtim tziloy me, yesh yad le tzedakah, one can say that there's a chilek between tzedakah and payah. If you say that there's no yad for tzedakah, even though there's no din of yad for tzedakah. Why? Because tzedakah needs a higher level of das, then we'll say the same by hefker. That there's no din of yad for hefker, because hefker needs a higher level of das. But I feel him tim tzilem that yesh yad l'tzedakah, there is a din of yad l'tzedakah, even though tzedakah needs a higher level of das, and an incomplete lashon is good to represent, to reflect this higher level of das. So one should have argued the same is true regarding hefker. Mar says, no, there's still makom l'chale. One can say, im tim tzilem yesh yad l'tzedakah, maybe the reason why is because ain hekesh l'machzo. Because tzedakah is written in the same pasuk with the parashas HaKorbanos. The Fichazut Tzedakah, the Gemara quoted before. So since it's written in the same parasha with Karbanis, therefore I can say Ein Hekesh L'Machzo. Not only is it Hukesh to Karbanis, with respect to Balti Acher, that you have to give the Tzedakah right away. And not to wait too long, not to postpone, just like by Karbanis. It's also Hukesh with respect to the Din of Yesh Yad. But maybe Hefker, Nit. Maybe by Hefker, there's no Hekesh at all by Hefker. So maybe by Hefker I should say that there's no Din of Yad. Hefker me, I mean in Hainu Tzedakah, and it will be good. Yesh Yad Udol Meshayni Tzedakah, the Tzedakah Lachazi Al Anim, Al Hefker Ben Anim Ben Ashirim, that's a shayla. So the Gemara is not sure what the din is by Hefker, whether Yesh Yad or Anya.
Most people give things to Hefker it's because it's junk, worthless, they don't really want to get rid of it in the rush.
Mm-hmm.
While Tzedakah is not that case.
Right, the background of what prompts him, the motivation of what prompting him to Tzedakah and Hefker is Alpi Pashto is completely different. That's why this Tesis is difficult. Tesis says on the beginning when the Gemara said Hefka Hainu Tzedakah, so he says because that was the common practice. The Stam Hefka was for the purpose of Anim. Why is that so? It's questionable whether historically, whether socially that was the fact, and even if it were true, why should that affect Halacha over here? What the issue of Hefka is a Shaila Dim or the Yeshiyad Hefka? What has it got to do with what motivates people to be Mafkir things? The Pashtus is not like the Tesis. Pashtus is Gemara Sofik is because Hefker apparently needs a higher level of Das. That's exactly why Hefker works but Dibur alone and there's no need for a Kinyan because it's accomplished with a higher level of Das. Why does it have a higher level of Das? Because it's a Haknot to the Rabbi, Haknot to the Tzibur.
Yeah. Amira is Yad is the Das and what Das is through action? Is the Kinyan?
No.
Right.
You only have das alone, so the das will not accomplish a kinyan.
No.
You have to have a ma'aseh kinyan with it.
But there's things where there seems to be more of a meaning where it's we understand that if you do want to transfer it, then even das is
not. Then das would be sufficient.
So I would think so. So then Yad certainly, because in even the lower form of transfer, since the circumstances seem to tell us that you do want to transfer the object, so yeah. Even lesser means of transfer, namely Yad, should suffice to.
You mean by Kinyonim? The Gemara never had a suffix with the Yesh Yad Le Kinyonim. Let's say
when you say if there's a higher kind of Das, it's not just that there's. I'm mixing up two things. So one, there's a higher Das is required, or a higher Das is present in the situation.
Both.
No, because if it's
higher das is required, and then
if it's present, why should it be required? In other words, if it's present, if it's obvious from the situation that he wants it to go out of Rishus, so I think very little is needed to push it out of Rishus. So even Yad should be the opposite of what you're saying. You're saying the estimation here, when we look at the situation, we see that he wants it to leave his Rishus.
Yeah.
So then
we assume there is a higher level of das present when a person is giving to the rabbi.
Any little clue that indicates that should go. So let Yad work.
Or you could say on the other hand, not so. That since the Amir is supposed to represent this higher level of das, and that's why the.
Why does the Amir represent this? Because the very situation tells us that he readily wants to believe his rishus. So let that be enough then. It was enough. If it was enough for Amir, it would be enough for Yad also.
I understand what you're saying, but I think the Gemara is driving in the opposite direction, though. I think the whole gist of the whole daf is in the opposite direction. I thought that's what it meant by kiddushin and by everything. That whenever you need whenever you need a higher level of das, then the Gemara is mistopic to say that maybe yad, an amira that's lakui, it's not a full amira, it's an incomplete lashon, maybe the incomplete lashon cannot reflect such a high level of das. It's good to reflect the lower level of das. Once you don't no longer have this higher level of das represented, then it won't be chal the amira alone. Then you'll need dafke a maisa for the hefka to be chal. You didn't do a maisa. Nobody ever does a maisa by hefka. So these were all sveikas on the level of their eyes. Yesh yad le kiddush and ashalim in their eyes. Yesh yad le tzedaki, yesh yad le peya, yesh yad le hefker. Everything is a shailan and din their eyes. Now the Gemara ends off with a shailan and din the rabbonah. Legamri adin the rabbonah. There is a din that one is forbidden to say tefillah or to learn in the Beis HaKisa. What kind of a din is that? That's a real din their eyes. It's learned up in the pasuk in Chumash Dvarim that the soldiers have to take with them a shovel and they go to the army. And then when there's soya, there's merad lion, yeah, and they have to cover over the soya, the merad lion, when they're in the army. The psukim don't say exactly why, because they're davening there. Because the shechina is there, it seems like. Because the shechina is with them, even if they're not davening. That's what it sounds like. That the Jewish soldiers, when they're fighting in Eretz Yisrael, in the Jewish army, not there's a Jewish battalion in the German army, or the Jewish battalion in the Russian army. It means the Jewish soldiers fighting for the Jewish government. In Eretz Yisrael, let's say there's a Jewish government in America, the president happens to be Jewish. That's not called. It means a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael that has Jewish soldiers fighting in the army, and you have a minion. The Chazon Ish quotes the Yerushalmi like that. You have 10 soldiers, so then that constitutes, usually you think a minion, meaning because they're davening, they're saying Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. Here you only have 10 soldiers who are fighting. The Yerushalmi says you have 10 soldiers who are fighting, 10 Jewish soldiers. Jews who would be mitzvah to a minion, the Chazon Ish says. If you have people who are anti-religious and they wouldn't be mitzuruf to a minyan, there are such people in the Shulchan Aruch, such apikurisim, who wouldn't be mitzuruf to a minyan, so they're not mitzuruf to the minyan for the soldiers either. If you have 10 soldiers who are not apikurisim, there are people who, if they would be interested in davening, they would be mitzuruf to a minyan. If I would be interested, they could be mitzuruf to my minyan. So then they're mitzuruf to a minyan without davening at all. The actual fighting of the war itself constitutes a davish b'kedusha. That's what the Chumash says, ki Hashem alakach mishalach the care of machanech, v'hoi machanech v'chadosh. That the Jewish soldiers, when they're fighting in the Jewish army, on the Eretz Yisrael, constitutes a davish b'kedusha because the Shechina is there. So the Torah says that you have to make sure that there's no tzoa, there's no merad laim, and there's no erva. Yirbucha erva is dover. Those three dinim you have to be careful. And it's from that pasuk that the Gemara derives that we have to be careful when we have any dvarim shebikdusha, when we have Torah, tefillah, kriyashma, brachas, and so on. We're not permitted to be mispower, keneged erva, tzoa, merad laim. The original pasuk doesn't say a word about. They say, what about David? It just says about the 10 soldiers fighting in the Machaneh. How do you know it's 10 soldiers? The Yerushalmi says, because there's a pasuk in Navi that says in one place, Machaneh Lekim Zeh. The term Machaneh appears in connection with a minion. Machaneh Lekim in connection with a minion. Oh, yeah. So even though the pasuk here says, Machanecha, the care of Machanecha, doesn't say Dov Shebikdusha, the term Machaneh has the connotation of 10 people. It's a Dov Shebikdusha because the Shechina is there.
Well, so the God is everywhere.
What about the word?
Sure.
Yeah,
so I remember there was some sort of discussion
about that. Yeah. Chaim Volozhin has a whole attack in the Nevi Chaim against the Hasidim. Hasidim said the Shechina is all over and everything. So they said you can daven in the Makom Tzoya, Makom Tuma. He says the halacha is still halacha. Hasta good to kasha, the Shechina is all over. But whatever it means, the pasuk says that the Mokum Erva and Soya Merag Laim you're not permitted to. Right, right. So this is only when you really have Soya Merag Laim there, then is it then you're not permitted to daven. What if somebody made a bathroom? Like in Yeshiva University, they had the Belfer building, the tall building, and for years and years they had rooms that were built as bathrooms and they weren't used. I don't know, it could be that they're still not used. So the people used to wash until they died there. And some people had no place to eat, so they used to eat. They said a bracha there. They used to eat. They used to daven there. They were never used as bathrooms. Never ever used. It was built as a bathroom. It was never used. So what's the din in such a place? What's the halacha if you're mazmin a room as the Beis HaKisa? Or is it based on merchatz? The Beis HaMerchatz, also you're not permitted to daven and so on because there's zuhamo, because there's a lot of dirt there. Even if there's no one undressed in the room. If there's someone undressed, you're not permitted to daven keneged erva. Even if there's no one undressed over there, you're not permitted to daven or to learn because it's usually zuhamo. Not like the not like American shower. A bathhouse in the days of the Gemara was something different. A Beis HaMerchatz had a lot of dirt, had a lot of zuhamo. So the din of Beis HaKisim, Beis HaMerchot, the original din of because of Tzoyo, Meirablayim, and Zuhama. What happens if you built the Beis HaKisim, Beis HaMerchot, it was never used yet? Or you designated a room. There was one room that was never used as the Beis HaKisim, Beis HaMerchot, and I made an announcement, Mikan al Habo, I'm going to use this room as a Beis HaMerchot, Beis HaKisim. So the Gemara has a suffix whether Yesh Yad and Masech HaShabbos, the Gemara has a suffix whether his mina le Beis HaKisei or the Beis HaMerchot's mahu is the din that you're forbidden to daven in such a room, forbidden to learn or not. You say Hazmana Milse or Hazmana Lab Milse. So often it really doesn't make any sense whatsoever that whole Gemara. Number one is the Machlokes Abaye v'Rav in Sanhedrin and Nachmem Zayin whether Hazmana Milse or Hazmana Lab Milse. And we paskin a maskana like Ravid that has mana lab milsa. Let's say you have tefillin, so tefillin have kedusha. What about the tefillin zekel? That's tashmishi kedusha. So let's say the tefillin zekel gets worn out and you buy a new one, and you don't want to use the old one anymore. So you're not permitted to throw it in the garbage. If you have a talis zekel doesn't have any kedusha because the talis is not a tashmishi mitzvah. Talis is not tashmishi kedusha. So the talis zekel, once it's an old, worn out thing, you don't want to use it anymore. So you have a right to wrap it up in a bag and throw it out in the garbage and try it. Unless that's pasuk written on the outside, which you're not supposed to have. If it doesn't have any psukim, so just fold it up nicely. You shouldn't put it in the garbage together with the chicken bone or with the fish bone. You should put it, wrap it in a bag and throw it in the garbage and dispose of it. But if you have an old tefillin zekel, you have an old, let's say, mezuzah case, or you have the old cardboard covers or the plastic covers on top of the tefillin or top of the batim, you don't want to use them anymore, they're broken. So that has kedusha, that's because the tefillin have kedusha, and the Sefer Torah has kedusha. So an old tashmishi kedusha, you're not permitted to throw out in the garbage, you have to put it into the shemes. So the Gemara has a shaila, what if I bought a tefillin zekel from the store? I have a pair of tefillin at home, and I bought a brand new tefillin zekel, and I didn't have an opportunity yet to put my tefillin into the tefillin zekel. Do I say that the tefillin zekel, which I was mazmin for the tefillin, already has the status of tashmishi kedusha, and I'm already not allowed to use it for my purposes? Let's say I have some money in my pocket, I have a hole in my pocket. Money's going to fall out. So I want to take all the money. I want to put it, I have pencils, whatever. I want to put it into the tefillin zekel. So if the tefillin zekel is used for tefillin already, then you're not permitted to put your money or put any divrei chol in it. And even if you decided not to use it anymore for the tefillin, that's tashmishi kedusha. You have to put it in shemes. You're not allowed to use it for your own purposes. But what if I never even began in the first place to use it for tefillin? I just bought it. I was mazmin it for the purpose of tefillin, but I never actually used it for a pair of tefillin. So that's a machlokes abaye v'rav. Rav holds hazmana lav milsehi. You can say from today till next year, it doesn't become tashmishi kedusha until it's actually mishamish. When it's mishamish for the kedusha, then that is tashmishi kedusha. Before it's mishamish, it doesn't become. And Abaye claims he has rice from the chumash and from mishnayis and from other makayres. Abaye has a whole sugi there in Sanhedrin that it's called tashmishi kedusha even before it's mishamish. Once you miyachid it, once you designated that it's going to be mishamish, this period filling, it's already called mishamish kedusha. It's already called tashmishi kedusha. So the Gemara says we don't pass like Abaye. The only paskal agabai in the six cases yalkigal, and this is not one of the six cases. So the psak is like Rava and hazmana lav milsi. So the psak is like Rava hazmana lav milsi. What is the discussion over here? A guy's mazmin a room as a beis hakisa beis hamerchot. Either he's mazmin by building in it. There are two kinds. The Tosafot says on the side, and that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin like that. There are two types of hazmanas. There's one hazmana asir lekach. I built the room as a bathroom, or another hazmana is no. The room is built as the bedroom. I made a declaration, I made an announcement that Mikan al Habo, I'm going to use it as a Beis HaKisa. Two types of hazmanas. So what's the Shaila in Gemara? Whether hazmana milsa, hazmana lab milsa. The psak is already nifsek like Ravid, then hazmana lab milsa. A further kasha is, even if you would have held the psak is like Abaye, then hazmana milsa, it still doesn't make any sense over here. What's the aloha hazmana milsa according to Abaye? It means that the tefillin zekel is already called Misham Shikdusha because I bought it and I designated it as a tashmish for the tefillin, so it's already called tashmishi kedusha. It's already called tashmishi kedusha, even though it wasn't yet mishamish, because I was miyachid, I was mazmin it that it's going to be mishamish. But that's only good if the thing is a tashmish, something else. The something else is here already. The Moshe, the Gemara says, ameis is asabano, and the tachrichim are asabano, because tachrichim are mishamshi ameis. So the Gemara says, but that's only if the tachrichim were prepared if the fellow died, if the person died already, so the meis exists. And then you prepare tachrichim, or you buy tachrichim, and you designate these tachrichim for this maize. So then you have a machlokes abaye v'rav. So we pass like rav hazmana lav milsi. The tachrichim only become osa banor when you actually wrap them, when you actually use them.
Is that a mitzvah?
No, that's not a mitzvah. It's a different thing. That a mace is asabano, and misham she'ameis are also asabano. Also asabano. That's a shayla with the misham she'ameis. The mace asabano, that's a pasuk. We more learn that from a pasuk. What about the tachrichim? Is that asabano minatera midirabono? Rabbi Gevega has a tshuva. That's a machlekes achrayim. Because the Gemara never really proves that from a pasuk. Tashmishi kedusha is generally assumed have kedusha minatera. That the tefillin zekel and the old the cardboard boxes with the plastic boxes with the old mezuzah cases and so on, that's assumed to have kedusha min haTorah. And tashmish ameis and machlekes, many achronim hold that that's only also by norm of the rabban, because there is no real pasuk on that. So the even if one would hold like Abaye that hazmana milsehi, the Gemara says that's only if somebody died already, and then I designate the tachrichim to be mishamish that meis. I already called it tashmish ameis. What if the person didn't die yet? I bought a nice pair of tachrichim. I want them to use those tachrichim on me. But I'm still alive. So the Gemara says, even Abai agrees that you can't call it hazmana milsi. How can he be mazmin it? He can't say it's bottle agav the mace. He can't say it's tofel to the mace, it's nishamish the mace. He's still alive. The only time he can say that hazmana milsi he is, I say it's already called mishamshe hazeh, mishamshe hameis, and mishamshe hatfilin, because I designated it as such, and the other thing is here, so this is tofel to that. But if something is an independent status, it's not toffled to anything else. So how can you say even a Kohen Tabai has mana milsi? Let's say the Tziv has like that. I plan to be magdish this chumish. I'm going to donate it to the Beis Hamikdash tomorrow. But I need it to be magdish tedrit till the end of this week. The end of the week, I'm not going to need it anymore. Then I'm going to be magdish it. After Shabbos, I'm going to be magdish it. So would you say a Kohen Tabai has mana milsi? But since I announced my intention today of being magdish it next week, so Hazmana Milsi, it's already Hekdish? No, we had the Gemara just last week. We were learning the Gemara. That if the guy says, I want this behemoth to be Hekdish, Lacha Lamed Yom. Doesn't become Hekdish as of now, becomes Hekdish Lacha Lamed Yom. The Gemara just said he cannot back out Toch Lamed Yom. Whereas if he's Mekadish and Isha Lacha Lamed Yom, he or she have the right to back out. That's also Gibam Vatal Dibur. But by Hekdish and by Tzedakah, he cannot back out Toch Hazman. But it doesn't become Hekdish till Lacha Hazman. So the Netziv asks in his commentary on the Shulchan, why not say according to Abaye, Hazmana Milsi, since I've designated this, that I'm planning to be Magdashid, so would you ever say that according to Abaye, Hazmana Milsi? So, of course not. How can I say Hazmana Milsi? You only say Hazmana Milsi, I'm Mishamshe something. The something is here already. This is already Asabano. This is already Hegdish. And then I designate this to wrap that up. If I would have already wrapped it up, it would already become Tashmishi Ameis, it would already become Tashmishi Gdush. I didn't wrap it up yet. So Abaye says, what do you mean? It's already Misham Sheik Dusha, it's already Tashmish Amazin Tashmish Dusha. Al Shema Asid. I have the thing. And I have this, and I want this to relate to that. So it already relates without physically covering it. And we pass it like Rover than not. But even Abaye only applies it by Misham Sheik Dover Acher, and the Dover Acher is here already. So what does the Gemara say over here? That if you Mazmin a room as a Beis HaKisa, what does it got to do with anything? The halacha beis hakisa beis hamechitz because there's tzoyah, there's meraglayim, or there's zuhamur. So if you don't have any of the three, so there's nothing. You can say hazmona from today till next year. What you have to say hazmona milsi? Even according to Abaye not. Number one, we pass like rav hazmona la milsi. Number two, even if you would have held like Abaye, it doesn't make any sense to hazmona milsi. So the Rishonim ask all these kashas, and they say that the Gemara is Abaye. Ravina's Ibaya in Shabbos, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, is only an Ibaya on the level of the Rabbana. On the level of the Rais, absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. That if your Mazmin a room is a Beis HaKisa, is a Beis HaMerchotz, that you're not allowed to daven in the room already. Meyeze Tam, there's no Tzoa, there's no Meraglan, there's no Zuhama, there's nothing. Yeah, but this, there is no din that a, there is no din that a Beis HaMerchotz. I mean, if there's so over there, and no, I'm let's say I have a room. Let's say there's so over there. I own a whole pile of so, and I have a room over here, and I've designated that I'm going to take the soya from that room and put it in this room. Hazmona, would you say according to Abaye, Hazmona milsi? The soya is here, and the room is here. How can you say if there's no soya here? How can you say the whole din of davening means Kineged Soya, Meraglaim, or Ervo, or Zuhamo? There's nothing here. What do you mean Hazmona? I'll declare it as a Beis HaKisa. So Mazel Tov, it's a Beis HaKisa. So there is no din of Beis HaKisa. It's a din Soya, Meraglaim, Ervo, and Zuhamo. Good. Mutter. If you totally clean it out, it's Mutter. On a level of the rice, it's certainly Mutter to Davnir. But the Gemara says, Midirabbanan, that's what the Rishonim say. The whole issue here is Midirabbanan. On a level of the Raisa, there is no Chalashem based on Kisa, based on Merchus. What is this? That's not a status. There is no such Chalashem. On a level of the Rabbanan, they made up a new din. They made a din, based on Merchus, you're not allowed to daven. Based on Kisa, you're not allowed to daven. Even if you cleaned out all the Tzoya and all the Zuma, you cleaned it out, still, since it was a based on Merchus, you're not allowed to daven. So based on that, din the Rabbanon, they went further with the Shaila the Rabbanon. What if your mazmin is a Beis HaKisei? Should I say it's already labeled as a Beis HaKisei? You say, no, that's not. But the whole discussion is only on a level of the Rabbanon. Level of the Raisa, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. There's no makom at all to discuss hazmon on a Beis HaKisei.
What's the assumption here? That it's mazmin
What do you mean because it looks like it?
Because it's built like a basic kisei.
Either one or the other. Either because one built it as a basic kisei. It's one form of hazmoneh.
Which is a stronger form.
Right. I see it. Let's say I make it, I have a pair of tefillin, and I knit a tefillin zekel. I made it to the correct size and shape of my tefillin. I just never had a chance to put the tefillin into the tefillin zekel. That's one form of hazmoneh. The other form of hazmoneh, they have different bags in the store, and I bought a bag, style bag that other people put knitting wool needles, whatever, money in. I bought a pocketbook, and I planned to put the tefillin into that. So these are both forms of hazmoneh, either asiyah l'shem kach or declaration l'shem kach.
Which is this one?
Either or. Our Gemara is talking about amira. Our Gemara is discussing that form of hazmoneh idea, amira. But the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud, when they have the Shaila, Hizmina Lebeis HaKisei, goes on either form of Hazmoneh, either Asiyah L'Shem Kach, I built the room in accordance with Beis HaKisei, Beis HaMerchatz, and it was never used yet, that's one form, or I built a normal room, and then later on I designated it as a Beis HaKisei, Beis HaMerchatz. So that was the Gemara's Ibaya. So now the Gemara has an Ibaya, Agabi Ibaya, on the assumption that one is Machmer in the Shaila de Rabbanon. The whole din is only with the Rabbanon. Out of Kovod HaBrocha, we're Machmer Midi Rabbanon. Not to daven in the Beis HaKisei, not to daven in the Beis HaMerchatz. So now the Gemara wants to know, what would be the din of Yad over there? What do you mean, what would be the din of Yad? If he says, I hereby designate this room as the Beis HaKisei, and that room, so if he says, and that room also, so then the Gemara says, that's not a Yad, it's Amir Gemura. That room, also, even though it's not grammatically correct, it's not a full sentence, but it's crystal clear, it's 100% clear what he's driving at, so that's called Loshon Gomer. He didn't say on that room also. He said, I designate this room as a Beis HaKisei, and that room, so you don't know what he means, and that room should be a playroom. It means that that room also is a Beis HaKisei. So you ask him, what did he mean? He says, Avada, that's what I meant, a Beis HaKisei. That's what he meant, and that's what it sounded like also. It's 85% clear from what he said, that's what he sounded like he said. But so if he says now, I meant Beis HaKisei, and I still want it to be a Beis HaKisei, so just mazbin it now, no shayla. But Miretach over here, the Shah is like this, he designate this room as a Beis HaKisei, and that room. And he didn't say that room also, and that room. And then he comes to ask a Shaila, he asks the Rav, this room I want to leave is a Beis HaKisei. That room I changed my mind, I don't want to use it as a Beis HaKisei. But yesterday when I said in that room, I meant L'Shem Beis HaKisei. So he did mean that. And it's 85% clear based on what he said yesterday that that's what he meant. So that's a Yad. So Gemara has a Shaila, true, there is a din of Yad that I derive from the Dorim to Kol HaTorah Kulo. I derive from the Dorim to Nusach HaGet that there's a din of Yad either in Dibur Bal Peh or in Nusach Biksav. That Yad is a good din, Yad is acceptable. But the Gemara has a Shaila, this is not a higher level of Daz. The Gemara just has a Shaila, but the whole din of Hazman Lebeis HaKis is a Chumra Gabi Chumra Gabi Chumra. On a level of the Raisa, the whole thing doesn't make any sense because Kolzman, that there's no Tzor, there's no Meraglim, there's no Zuama, there's no Ever, there's nothing to discuss. So Hayyosa, it's Chumra Gabi Chumra. The Gemara wants to know, maybe you're not Mechuyev to be Machmer so much over here. Maspik that you're Machmer if he was really designated as Beis HaKisei, but he didn't even say a full Loshen. And then he backed out and he tells us that's what he meant and it was clear that that's 85% clear, but he never really said it. So the Gemara wants to know, you're Mechuyev to be Machmer so much. The Gemara hasn't even bought the Loi Shik. That's the Gemara Tiboy. They're not sure. The Gemara says it's not permissible to take tefillin into the Beis HaKisei unless, let's say, the guy's in the airport or the guy's in the train station, and where's he going to leave? He's going to leave it outside. So a goy may come and walk off with his tefillin. Or if the guy's on the farm, person's on a somewhere where there's no makom hamishtam, he can't leave it in his drawer, in his house. So he's going to leave it on the road, and he's going to go to the Beis HaKisa. So a behemah may come and trample on the tefillin or something. So for the purpose of shmiras ha-tefillin, we require of him that he shouldn't walk in with the tefillin. He should take the tefillin off and hold them in his hand. It's required bedavki, he should take the tefillin with him, because that's more covered at tefillin than to leave it in the makom sheinu mishtana, that somebody may destroy it. A behemah or another may destroy it.
What about all sorts of things like that? We know like Baal Pa'ar, that they did the avoda, the way they in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah,
so why don't we say no sausage can left on the table? Therefore, we can't dabble in the bathroom.
We don't need last thousand kain hashem al kefir. There's a pasuk in the Torah that you're not permitted to daven. Not the bathroom. You're not permitted to daven keneged soya, meraglayim,
eragon. But that's only when it's there. I'm talking about even when it's not there.
When it's not there. What's last thousand kain hashem al kefir?
Because not because it's a room that's then we look at it.
No. Why they went to Dafke to the bathroom to pray? We're going Dafke to pray in the bathroom.
I think they did it by a tree.
No, that was their way. That was their way of worship. The Hitzos, no, the Hitzos, the Hitzos Hatzoa was the act of worshiping the Rabbi Rizor. Well, they're crazy. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin talks in the paper. What were they Meshugoyim? But that was the way. Every Rabbi Rizor is in a certain sense Meshugoy. Well, he thinks that Dafke is really God. He thinks that Yosef is really God. So it's Tam the Meshugoy. But within the Mishugoyim, there are different Madregas. Why did they have such a Madrega Mishugas that they worshipped the Avodah Zarah by Hoitzuas Rei? So he explains, Rav Chaim Volozhin explains, the Oimek Kavanas of the Avodah Zarah. He says that they wanted to demonstrate that they want to get rid of all of Gashmius Olam Hazeh, want to make a Hespashtus HaGashmius and live only a spiritual life, only spirituality. So that was the way they dedicated their lives to a spirituality, by demonstrating that they're getting rid of any Gashmius that they have in their bodies. Everything l'shem shemaim, everything ruchnis. That was their kavana. That was the emek kavana. It was avodah zarah though. It was a form of avodah zarah. That's the gemara zibai. Let's just read it inside. Boy Ravina on the last narrow line. Should I say yesh yad lebeis hakisa yalo? Frek mo hechidami. What happened? Ilema. If I should say the yomah, he said hadein beis alavi beis hakisa. This room bayis in modern Hebrew bayis means a house. Nigmar, means a room. They quote that Balabatim used to make a mistake years ago. The Yomi used to put a mezuzah on the front door because they said Beisecha, mezuzah on the house. And that's not correct. Safma mezuzah Beisecha means on every room. Bais means a room. Bais means a room. They quote that one of the Rishonim had a house with 1,000 rooms. They quote Rabbeinu Hananel. The question who? On the side, they quote Rabbeinu Hananel had a house with 1,000 rooms and he had 1,000 mezuzahs. But later Achmanim say that Bizman HaZeh, they never saw anybody make that mistake. Everybody has mezuzahs on every door. But Bizman HaZeh, you have a lot of people make that mistake. They only have mezuzahs on the front door, they don't have on the other rooms. It's a mistranslation of the biblical word Beisecha. Bayis in modern Hebrew means a house, and Bayis in biblical Hebrew means a room. Usually in Bizman HaTanach, the room consisted of only, the house consisted of one room. They didn't have so many rooms. But in biblical Hebrew, the word Bayis means a room, so you can have a house with many rooms. And everyone who's a chsapamam is a beisecha. That's beisecha.
Would you be yotze with it? Assuming in case of emergency.
You yotze in that room.
No,
you're not yotze all the others.
Yeah, the problem with, let's say, in your house, you have no room. It's just the entrance to your door. And there's no room there. The entrance to your apartment is not the entrance to a room. As such.
I mean, there's a hallway.
The hallway.
Yeah.
So, assuming that there was an emergency.
You only have one mezuzah.
You only have one mezuzah.
So it's better to put it down the other room than to put it on the front door. Right, because the hallways don't really have ishtamshus. It says the hallways are only chayim the rabbanon. The rooms that you really use, those are chayim the front door is only chayim the rabbanon. Most of the time, because it's a hallway.
The hallway.
The room to the dining room, to the living room, to the kitchen, to the bedroom, that's chayim
it's better not to make it on the front door, it's better to make it on one of the
rooms. Right, okay. It's chayim the rabbanon anyway. That was Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon. The Medrash says Rav Shimon divorced his wife. Rav Shimon divorced his wife. He never had Shalom Bayis, so he never wanted to call her his wife. So he called her Basin. In modern Yiddish, instead of a husband calling his wife, they call him the Shtub. Was macht der Shtub? as a lotion covered, and they say based on that Gemara, the shtub. But that the pshat in that Gemara, the Meforshim on the Gemara say does mean that, because Medrash says that he divorced his wife. That Tana, Medrash says divorced his wife, and he never got along with his wife, so he never wanted to refer to his wife as his wife. He said, I'm going home to my wife. Going home. Going back to my house. He never said, I'm going back to my wife, see my wife. Going back to see my house. There's a lotion Gennai in the Gemara. So the Gemara has the Ibaya, he says, if I should say the Yom the Balabasar, Hadein base, this room should be a base akise. The Hadein Nami, and I want this room also. No, how base akise Nami have? Nami Shaloshin Gomor, even though grammatically he didn't finish the sentence. But that's not a Yad. Yad does mean an incomplete Loshin, means that it's not fully clear, it's not 100% clear what he's driving at. Elo Pshat is like this, Gon the Yom of the Hadein, Veloyom Nami, didn't say Nami. My, what's the din? Should I say Hadein Diyamava Hadein Nami Beis Akisa? Is that what he meant? Or Duma, maybe he didn't mean that. My Hadein, the Kashmisha Biyamakam, I'm going to use this room or something else. What do you mean? With Mesupik, what he meant? So ask him what he meant. And he says what he meant. He meant he wants to use this room also as a Beis Akisa. Mar doesn't mean with Mesupik what he meant. He tells us what he meant. I mean, in advance, even before asking him, that it sounded 85% clear that that's what he meant. That the other room should be a Beis Akisa. Mar just explaining why is it called a Yad? It's not a Lashon Gomor. Lashon Gomor means if it's 100% clear. Yad means that it's only 85% clear. That's called a Yad. But 85% clear is still clear what he's driving in that way. He asked me, he said, that's what he did mean. So he says, that's what he meant, what's the Shayla? He says, no, he backs out now. He no longer wants to use it as a Beis HaKisa. So should I say that since Yesh Yad LeBeis HaKisa Farfa, he already designated it, so this Din D'Rabbanan section, should I say, nah, what, even though you learn out of Mamatzinu from Neda to call a Tarakulo, that Yesh Yad, any place where I'm here is sufficient, Yesh Yad, and call a Tarakulo, except for these cases where you need a higher level of Das. But since this whole din is a chumra, gabi chumra mid rabbanon, not mechuyif to be machme so much. That's the shayla. Freg di gemara, why does Ravina clear a shayla in Hilchas Yad? Michlal, on the fourth wide line, Michlal, we can infer, the pshita lay the Ravina hold, this is given, the yesh zim on the beis akise, that if you mazman the room, you say, I hereby declare this room is a bathroom, I'm going to use it as a beis akise, then for sure it's a... The only shayla is, if he doesn't say a full lashon, he only says a lashon of Yad. Freg the Gemara, if Hamavoy le the Ravina, but Ravina himself had an Ibaya in Shabbos Daf Yud, his Mina le Beis Akisei Mao, his Mina le Beis Amechetz Mao. Should I say that Zimun Moyel or Ein Zimun Moyel? Should I say Hazmana Milsa or not? Purely on a level of the Rabbanon, Agavi, the Rabbanon, Agavi, it's all the Rabbanons over here. Even according to Abaye, it wouldn't work over here Hazmana, because there's nothing in here. You'd be passing like Rabba Hazmana, La Milsi. The whole Gemara, the whole concept is only with the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, yeah. Ravina chod mikol chodu kame boilet. A sofek agabi sofek. One sofek is zimim moil or ein zimim moil. Should I say hazmona milse? Midi rabbanon and in tim shlama yesh hazmona. What's the din? Yesh yad or ein yad. So what's the din? Tib boilet. Tib boilet means the same as teiku. He would say teiku. Another would say tib. The Gemara says tib boilet. It's a sofek. Now the Gemara continues with the. Now we're finished with yad. Now the Gemara continues with. It says that if the fellow says menuda ani loch, that's a lashon of iser hanor. That's equivalent to him stating, I hereby take a neder that you should not be allowed to get any hanor from me or from my property. We don't say like that. That's not das liknish neverta. The word menuda doesn't have that connotation. It says that if the fellow says menuda ani loch, that's a lashon of iser hanor. That's equivalent to him stating, I hereby take a neder that you should not be allowed to get any hanor from me or from my property. We don't say like that. That's not das liknish neverta. The word menuda doesn't have that connotation. So the Gemara says we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. That's a shaila. This shaila is not a shaila in every generation, in every country, you have to discuss the shaila all over again. The Meiri always writes kiseid in the homo sichta. Akol kafi amakam and kafi azman, because with the dorm halacha chaloshim in the yodom. Whenever you take a neder, you want to know what was included, what wasn't included. So it depends. Are you speaking English in America? Are you speaking in England? Are you speaking in Israel? Are you a foreigner? Are you an American? Are you from the north? Are you from the south? Are you from the west? Every city has different nuances in the usage. So this whole machlekes of Akiva Rabbanan is irrelevant this man has it. So we'll leave it out. It's not negeta. So on Amud Beis, the Gemara just picks up a whole discussion here. Rabbi Akiva used the lashon menuda. Menuda means like nidui, like you're making a cherem, a nidui. Nidui is a form of cherem. So the Gemara discusses a little bit in Yonim of Nidui, there are halacha lamais. Omar Abelo, Omar Rav, around the seventh line from the top of Zayin Amud Beis. After they finish with the lashon of the Yodoms, what this lashon means, but the Meshamtina, Menuda, Nidui, after they finish all the lashonis, then they go on new top. Omar Abelo, Omar Rav, he tells you the following thing. What if Bezin put somebody in Nidui? Person did an Aver, so they put him in Nidui. Cherim is a higher level of Nidui. Nidui is the lowest level. There are two or three levels of Nidui. There's either Nidui, Cherim, and Shamto, or Shamto is the same as Cherim. That's a Machlokes in Rishonim and Moikotin. Third parak in Moikotin, the Rishonim have a Machlokes. Are there three Madregas, or there are two Madregas? But there are clearly two Madregas. One is Nidui, and a higher level is Cherim. So the Gemara has a din, Nidehu, Bifanov. What if they put the guy? The guy did an Aveir, whatever. And then Bezin put him in Nidui, Bifanov. They say, we hereby put you in Cherim. They declared. They can put in Cherim either Bifanov or Shlei Bifanov. So if they put him in Cherim Bifanov, how do you know the din of Cherim? What is Cherim? That's the question. What is Cherim all about? So the Mishanim explained that Netziv has a long essay. He shows from the Gemara from the Mishanim. Cherim is a curse on the person that he should drop dead. And when he dies, we attribute his death, whatever reason he dies, we attribute his death to the success of the curse of the Chachamim. And we consider him like Haruge Bezdin, like a Havskila, Sreifa, Herik, Chenek, Cherim. Cherim is another form of Haruge Bezdin, if it works. If the guy dies, doesn't die, so he didn't die. But if he dies, then we attribute his death to the curse that the Bezdin gave. The Gemara says, the word Cherim is Oisius Ramach, that the curse is Nichnas into the Ramach Ivor. Sounds like a Chassidus Shivort, a Balatum, but it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that the word Cherim is Oisius Ramach, that the curse should be Nichnas into the Ramach Ivorim, that the person should drop dead. So that's the Ikedin of Cherim. And then you have, as a secondary din, and then the Gemara says based on that, if Bezin put somebody in Cherim or Nidui and then the person died, so we treat him as Haruge Bezin, so they don't observe Avelus. It says in Yerodei, Misha Niduhu Bezin Amez B'Niduyo, that you don't observe Avelus. And the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Bezin Soklim Es Arono, that Bezin puts a big slab of rock, a big stone on top of his Aron, to demonstrate that he was really Chayv Skila, that the death that he died was as if he had died through Skila, which is a form of Mrs. Bezin. That's the basic din. The Ikar din of Nidui and Cherim is that it's a curse given by the Bezin that the person should drop that. Then there's another din in the Cherim of the Nidui, that whenever Bezin makes a Gemar din on someone that is Chayv Misa, so the person is not considered a Gavra Ketila. So here also, when Bezin puts the person in Cherim, it's also there in a certain sense declaring him as a Gavra Ketila. They want him to die. They're giving him a curse that they want him to die. How would they allow to curse someone? Tosfos has the kash. How can you curse? It says in the Torah, Lo Yisakal Cherish. The Gemara says, not only Cherish, not only are you forbidden to curse a deaf person, even a deaf person, even though the deaf person doesn't hear that you're cursing him, even so you're not allowed to curse. Certainly more so a person who's not deaf. The Gemara learns out from that passage, you're not permitted to curse any Odom Yisro. I'm called Odom Yisro, as Oivir Beloy says, of your loike. Well, I see what says in the Torah, that there are certain cases where you
give
this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he says there the pasuk says to give skila sreifa herik chenu. Here it doesn't say when you give cherim. Bezin uses their own discretion to give cherim whatever they want. Are there guidelines? Is a big problem. The pashtus says there aren't really guidelines. There aren't really guidelines. But Bezin, the Rambam says it is based on Bezin machmi anshe shalom and adin. Balaveira, yeah, only balaveira, right.
So when you say you're not allowed to give...
Oh, so that's what Taisus answers. The Isser against cursing somebody is only if he's a tzaddik. If he's a Rosha, then there's no Isser. So Taisus says the Isser, klal, the bechlal doesn't apply. You don't put a guy in Cherim just because he didn't vote for your political party. Make a cherem against someone just because he doesn't agree with you. No, you make a cherem if he's a bal avera, if he did some avera. So he did an avera, so there's no issa to curse him with respect to that avera.
So first of all, does he have the right to continue doing mitzvahs?
Yeah, he's obligated to continue doing mitzvahs.
Okay, and does he have...
But in addition to all the other mitzvahs that he does, he now got a new mitzvah. He has to sit shiva for himself. Because since the Bezdin declared him, they gave him a curse that he should drop dead. And they declare him sort of in a certain sense a gabrat tila. So the halacha requires that he should observe avelas on his own forthcoming death. That's why the redinim of nihu gavelas, the laws of nidui and cherem and shamto, are mentioned together in the Gemara in the Yerodeya with the laws of avelas, because it's a form of avelas. And then the Gemara says, as a third bonus, if they want to, they can put as an icing on top of the cake, they can excommunicate him also. Excommunication. People usually translate cherem as excommunication. That's the third aspect of cherem. That's the lowest, that's the most insignificant. That if they want to, they can say that no one should talk to him, no one should walk within his dalet amos, no one should do any business with him, no one should associate with him. They shouldn't let him walk into the shul, they shouldn't be mahalas children, they shouldn't let his children come to the cheder. That's if they want, they can add that on. If they don't want to, they don't have to add that on. It's bad enough, the guy's going to die. They gave him a curse, he should die, he's a gabak tila. But these are the three aspects that you have in nidah cherem and shamta. The first aspect is it's a curse that he should die. And if he dies, we attribute his death to the curse that the Bezdin gave. We call it Haruge Bezdin, and there's no avelis. The second is that we declare him as a Garek Tila, and with the Rabbana we require that he should observe Shiva for himself. Amot Nadin. He's still alive. Usually when a guy dies, he's not alive anymore. So of course he doesn't sit Shiva for himself. So only the relatives sit. But here, only he sits Shiva. The relatives, no. He's the only, because he's the Haruge Bezdin. They're not going to sit Shiva for the Haruge Bezdin. Say, Bavod Rishon Rina. But he has to sit Shiva. And not for 7 days. For the rest of his life. He observes. During the whole period of time that is in Nidu, Cherem HaShamta, he has to observe the Avelis. What happens if later on they're Matah the Cherem or they're Matah the Nidu? That's considered like an act of Kliyas HaMeisim. The Gemara says, just like Ramah, just like when they give the Cherem, it's Nichnas into, that's the Gemara in the end of Moed Kot, the third pair. Just like they give the Cherem, it's Nichnas into the Ramah, so the Gemara quotes, Birogis Rachem Tizkot. That Rachem also, sounds like Chassidish Gemara. Sounds like the same three letters, Rachem, that when you're Matah Racherem, the Cherem leaves all of the Ramach Ivorim of the person, and it's considered like an act of Chiyas Hameis. So that's what, right? So that's what the Gemara now has a Shaila. What if we put the person in Cherem Bifonov? If we put a person in Cherem Anidui Bifonov in his presence, then you cannot undo the Cherem unless he's here Bifonenu, and we matter the Nidui also Bifonov. Why? So the Ran has two interpretations. So the first interpretation he gives, that's the famous one. On the top line, the cave in the top, very top line in the Ran on the top. The cave in the Bifanam Nidehu, since we put him in Cherem, in his presence, we spoke to him directly when we put him in Cherem, Alim Niduye, it's stronger. The Niduye is stronger, Veloy Me'eker, and it cannot be undone, Elo Bifanam. And it gives a mashal to a different Gemara that's a vague similarity. And then he says, Veloy Nihir, he doesn't like that pshat. But what's this pshat that he's driving at? So this pshat is taka along the lines of what we were saying. There is a din by Mises Bezdin that Engar Medina Shaladim Ela Bifonov. When you make a Gemar Din for Miso, to declare a person as a Gavrik Tilo, the Gemar Din must be declared Bifonov. And Rashi says in Babakam Adaf Memheim and Aleph, that's based on the pasuk in the end of Bamidbar, the end of Chumash Bamidbar, Parshas Masei, that says by the Horik Bishogig, and amazed Ad Omdo Lufneho Edola Mishpot, that he has to be in the presence of the Edo, presence of the Bezdin, when they judge him the Miso. If Bezdin wants to pass him Potter, he doesn't have to be Bifonov. If they want to pass him Chai Miso, then it has to be Bifonov. So here also, when they make a Nidu Yacherim, Acherim is a Gmar Din LeMiso, they're declaring him as a Gavar Tilo. So if he's Bifonov, if Bezdin declares the Gmar Din Bifonov, then it's Alim, then it's stronger, then it's like a Gmar Din Ladin and Nefashis Bifonov Mamish. So then in order to undo it, Veloy Maker Ella Bifonov. The only way to undo it is undoing a cherem is like undoing a misa, like doing an act of chiyas hamesa. So then it has to be also bifonov, as if they're pulling out the curse from all of the ramach ivorim that they put it into in the first place. That's the first pshat that the Ran has. Yeah, zachlan shal bifonov means a completely different thing. It means if I want to give a matana to someone who's not here and I give it to you, you can pick it up on his behalf. You can do an act on behalf of someone who's not here. It's a different thing. But here, like you're doing an act of Chiyas HaMeisim, Alisha and Elio, and Elio and Alisha did an act of Chiyas HaMeisim, so they did it bifonov. They didn't just say remote control, I'm going to do Chiyas HaMeisim. They did some action. They had some tziruf, physical tziruf to their mace. They're bringing back the lot.
For any Aveira they can do with Bezin Dibur?
It's very unclear which Aveira. The Gemara says in one place, Al-Chav Dalad Dvarim Bezin Shalmata Minadim Aleim. There are 24 things that they give meaning for. It never says in the Gemara what the 24 are. Sisrei Torah. So the Rambam was a Baki, in addition to everything else. He was a doctor, he was a philosopher, he knew how to learn, he knew how to pass, he was a Baki also. So the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Talmud Torah, collects 24 Gemaras. There happen to be 24 cases in Shas, from the beginning of Shas to the end, where the Gemara says that they put people in Cherem for things that they did. So it turns out to be 24. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, where did the Rambam get this from? He collected all the 24 Gemaras. So he said, it must have been a Brisa somewhere that we're not familiar with. Must be at the Sefer somewhere. We don't have any Tosefta. The Rambam collected all the Gemaras. It's a very strange thing. Very strange that the Gemara should refer to the 24 things that Bezin puts people in Cherem for, and all 24 are stories in the Gemara. All 24 are stories.
Story like the Shmuckish hat, he was crossing the field or something, and he's yelling at somebody from the field.
Somebody was stealing his Paris.
He couldn't get out of it.
The Shlokish said he's putting the Ganif in Techem who is stealing his Paris. And then the Ganif said, what are you putting me in Cherem for? Bring me to an interior. I put you in Cherem. So the Shlokish went to Rabbi Yechon and the Gemara says, and he asked him, what do I do? So Rabbi Yechon told him, your Cherem was improper and it wasn't Chal. So the Ganif is not in the Cherem. But there's a din, whoever puts somebody else in the Cherem improperly, they have a right to put him in Cherem. So you're now in Cherem. So Rabbi Yechon had to be mad to the Cherem. The Ganif put up, you see from that Gemara that you don't need a Bezin. You see from that Gemara, right? The Mishnah point that you see from Kama and Kama Gemaras that you don't need a Bezin to put a guy in Cherem. Sometimes you need a Bezin to weigh and judge and to determine whether he did an Aver or not. Just because he voted for the Mizrahi doesn't mean you have to put him in Cherem. So you have to have a Bezin to decide that voting for the Mizrahi is sufficient enough Aver to deserve Cherem. But if it's a clear cut Aver, the guy put somebody else in Cherem, like he did, it's an obvious Aver, then any Balabas can put, even a Ganef can put the Amorah. In Cher?
That's
like Misa needs 23. Misa, didn't the first needs 23? Avada, Misa needs 23, and this doesn't.
That's like a Roy.
Doesn't even need 3. It doesn't even need 3. Even a Yochid is good.
It's like a Roy. If the Roy is going to kill you, the Roy has a tat. He can kill the other Roy. I mean, Pinchas killed Zimri. Zimri could kill Pinchas.
No, no.
I should start that.
Mariv Lamal is another thing. That's another deal. Ram Ritzich, yeah. That Tosis says it. That's based on Bez Makmayan Shin Shalom El Adin. The Gemara says that Gazlonim, you're not permitted to cause death to a Ganef. That's a guy's a professional doctor. You're not allowed to cause him to die. But if someone is a Roya Behema Dako, someone is as a shepherd on his own behemoth, and the common practice was Bizman Amishkin, Bizman Gemara, they used to be Marim Behemos and Besodis Acher. They used to let their animals graze in other people's fields. So they used to gamble. So an outright gun, if it was a bank robber, you have no right to cause him to die. You put him in jail, or you make him pay. You make him pay, or you lock him behind bars, whatever, but you don't cause him to die. But one who's a rei behema dako, since people used to be mezalzel, now Tosfos says, they used to be moira heta and ishgifel, so therefore the Gemara gives a special punishment, b'toros haruah shor, makam yanshe shalom el adin, that you have a right to be moridim, to cause him to die. That's a special thing. Right. It's a special thing. No, this is a different thing. This is mamish like a gemar din lamiso. When the person dies, we treat him as haruge bezin. It's not the same. There, it's gram ritzicha. Here, it's not considered gram ritzicha. Here, we make him into a gabar ketila. No. Why not say after bezin made the gemar din, they should have to say shiv? No. Why? I don't know. Why distinguish between this case? I don't know.
Apparently, you knew what for all that too. Nothing.
Yeah, you can put a person in Cherem without having warned him in advance. That's
so, what would happen if Rav Lakish?
If you know that he did it, it means.
What would happen if Rav Lakish would have walked on to Sarm and Cherem? So, what? God will do me something. Who's going to know about it?
Didn't want to die. The basic aspect of Cherem is that the guy's cursed. He's going to die. He doesn't want to die. The other stuff in the Cherem, that's already dessert. That's extra. That he said Shiva for himself and that he's excommunicated.
So
the basic thing is going to die. So he doesn't
want to die. The old guy said to him, I hope you drop dead. Right. Yeah. So big deals, you know, people
throw one. But if the curse is given because of some avera that he did, then
yeah, but they kind of could get Rav Lachman do any avera, except maybe the avera putting him in the cheres. But otherwise,
that avera, that avera, that was enough. And even if he did the avera, the shayde.
So why was his improper? He caught him stealing.
So the Gan of Tainet, you have a right to bring me towards Inter, but you have no right to curse me that I should drop dead. Well, who gave you the right to put me in Chem? So Rabbi Yechon had said, the Gan of said right. The Gan of was right. You had no right to put him in Chem.
The only thing is that he told him to put down the parents, and he said, I'm not going to. I'm going to put him in Chem.
So should have said, I'll bring you towards Inter? Should have gone to beat him up or something? That's how the Gemara said.
He should know.
He should know means that even though the Aver that he did was done b'shogeg, he should have known, so we consider him like having done the Aver B'mezid. Usually a person does an Aver B'sheg, you don't put him in Cheir. If Reish Lakish does, if Talmud Chacham does the Aver B'sheg, we do put him in Cheir. If a Balabas does the Aver B'sheg, you have no right to put him in Cheir. But if Talmud Chacham does, so Shigigas Talmud Olozod, for a rabbi, does an Aver B'sheg, there is no excuse. Yeah, ignorance of the law is not an excuse for a rabbi. For Balabas, for sure it is. But for a rabbi, it's not an excuse. He should know the deen.
If today someone says to someone else, drop dead, that means they put a
reason. Yeah.
If the fellow did an aver, if the fellow did an aver, and I say, I hereby declare you as a muhram. No, stam drop dead, no. Because he asked a good question. No, he asked the question, to make a gemar din lemis, you have to have a bezna of 23. So what do you mean, any balabas, even three, a bezna of 3, or any balabas, vetran acherim, how can it be? Don't you need a gemar din of 23? So Mustama, this is based on the Gemara Bava Kama. The Gemara says in Bava Kama that even though you need a bezna for many things, you have a din sometimes of Ovidin ish din al-Nafshay, that a person can take the law into his own hands. What do you mean? On the one hand you say, loy Ovidin ish din al-Nafshay, you require a bezna, you can't take the law. And sometimes we allow you. So the Gemara says, no, the pshat is, when there's a makom pseida, let's say Aganef is coming and he's eating up all the food in my house. So I'm going to call the police. I'll call the police to eat it all up. So I'm permitted to take a bat and bop him over the head. Are you talking why? So the Gemara says that there's a special din that a shliach bezn has the right to beat people up when it's necessary. The question is, I wasn't appointed. I'm not the official shliach bezn. Until I call the shliach bezn, also he'll eat up, he'll steal everything that I have and I'll walk away. So the Gemara says, b'makom d'ikap seida or lafrusha neisura, if someone's doing an avera, and if I wait till the shliach bezn will come, he will already have finished doing the avera. And I want to prevent him from doing the avera, so I'm permitted to beat him up. Who gives me permission to beat up? Only a shliach bezn has the right, that's the shliach bezn. So the Gemara says, b'makom d'ikap seida, or b'makom lafrusha neisura. The Gemara's lashon above the kama is, nasis yada k'shliach bezn. The Gemara's talking about a woman. But who had denami a man? Doesn't matter, a person, a man or a woman. Nasis yadoi kishliach bezn. The person is considered now as a shliach bezn acting on behalf of bezn. So here also apparently this din of a bezn of 3 or a private individual putting a person in cherim, so yes, kakash, but you need a gemar din lemisa. Don't you need 23? So mistama the pshat is also, if you can't get a bezn of 23 like bezman said, there is no bezn. So then we consider the people today as nasis yadoi kishliach bezn. Allah declares that they can represent the bezin for the purpose of putting the guy in khair. The shliach bezin can do it on behalf of the bezin. We have it in other places also. The din of nasis yodik to shliach bezin. Dinim that should really be limited dafke to bezin, the koyach of the shliach bezin. Sometimes we allow people to be considered. The halacha declares that people can act as the shliach bezin. So that's the first shot the Ran has over here. Nachamo. If niduhu b'fanav, if they put him, the nidu was b'fanav, it was like a gmar din l'misa b'fanav, which is normally required by gmar din l'din in the fashis, adam delef neidah la'mishpat, e matirim lo yala b'fanav, because it's alim niduye, Iran says. It's a stronger nidu, it's like a gmar din l'misa, v'loy mekir, it cannot be undone, ela b'fanav. Then the Iran thinks that this is a late sauce. He thinks that this is too much. To draw such a close parallel with the din in the fashis, with the gmar din l'fanav, e matirim lo b'fanav, is too much. He says, nah, the whole thing is only lechatchila mid the rabbon. It's not a real din deraisa over here. Beloyna here, he doesn't think that that's it. Stronger, weaker. There's one need where that's all. The guy's going to drop dead. What's the difference between b'fanav shlevifanav? They tell a story that it's written up. They printed this in the biographies of Rabbi Chanan Osman, that he wanted to put Trotsky in Cheirim. Chavetz Chaim sent a telegram to Rabbi Chanan Vasseman, I think. time to Rav Chaim Berzhitz, a few other gedolim, he sent telegrams that he wants them to get together to constitute a bezin to put Trotsky in Chayim. What's that? Trotsky says, because Trotsky was a Yid. He can't put Goyim in Chayim. I don't know where it says that in the Gemara, the Poskim says, the Goyim he couldn't put in Chayim. Chayim is not Chal on the Goyim, but on the Yid you can put. So they put him in Chayim, and then he died in Mexico. He died soon after the Chayim, and the Rabbanim attributed his death to the Chayim that the Chafetz Chaim encouraged his friends to create that. Pardon me? Yeah, that's a different thing. Yeah, that doesn't mean Chayim Av. That's not the same as we speak of Chayim. That just means you should destroy, wipe out. Or the word Chayim sometimes means that it's Hegdish. Sometimes in the Psukim in Yoshua, it says that they made a Chayim Lagavoy, they were Magdashi. Sometimes Chayim means to wipe it out. But this Chayim is a different Chayim. Chayim over here means like a Ramach Ivorim, a curse that's Nichnas into the Ramach Ivorim. I don't understand what that story means, that you can't. They said they wanted to put some Goyim into Chayim, but Goyim you can't put in Chayim. The Gemara talks about putting cats in Chayim. The Gemara says in the end of Ma'id Katan that there was a cat that used to nibble holes in the shoes of the Yeshiva Bachar. And the dormitory, and they didn't know which cat it was. So the Rabbanim put a cherim on the cat, and one cat was caught by fire and it died. And they said, oh, that must have been the cat, and that was the end of the nibbling of the shoes. There were many other cats, and no other cat nibbled the shoes. So see if you know why you can put a cat in the cherim. I don't know what does that mean. A goy is there to be a cat. I don't know what it means.
Is it still being done?
You can make a gemara din. Why not? You want to make a cherim? You can make it Gmar Din of the Hamas, the Pasuk has, you can make it Gmar Din of Sharon Niskal, Sharon Nirva. There is such a concept of the Gmar Din of the Hamas. There's no Gmar Din of the Goy.
What do you mean Gmar Din of the Hamas? You mean
Sharon Niskal? Yeah. Sharon Niskal, Sharon Nirva. There is a Gmar Din of the Hamas. So that's why you can have a Chayram out of the Hamas, you can have a Chayram out of cat. Here the Chayram is not because it killed an Adam, but because it was involved in the
Mishra. Does it have anything to do with Hasra? Does Goy need Hasra or not? Maybe the only things that need
Hasra
can
be printed. I don't know. That's what's printed, the story is. I don't know what the pshat in the story is. I don't know. So the Ram gives a different pshat. He says that this halacha, that if Nidu b'fanav, v'yem until now b'fanav, is only a din with the Rabbanon l'chatchila b'riyev, and if you matel Nidu shlo b'fanav, it'll also be good. L'chatchila, it's improper to be matel shlo b'fanav, mishum chashoda. What's it chashoda? That if the Bezin put the guy in Chayrim b'fanav, and he was present when he heard them put him in Chayrim, and then if they'll be mata, the cherem shall be fun of, and he won't be aware of the fact that they were mata, and then people will be, other people will hear that the bezim was mata the cherem. And he may not hear it yet, so he's going to see that the people are violating the cherem, so he will be chayshedem, the muhram, will be chayshedem that they're violating the bezim's cherem. He'll be chayshedem, so on. He'll be chayshedem. So the Ran says, no, that's the reason why you're not allowed to do it. Unless you send him a letter, you call him up on the telephone, you say, even though we put you in Cherem last year, today we're lifting the Cherem. So if as long as Hodiyuhu, so there won't be any Chashod anymore, then he says that it's Mutter. And even if Lo Hodiyuhu, and if it's not Befanov, and there will be Chashod, the B'diyevr of the Mimata Shloi Befanov, it'll also be good. It's only a din l'chatchila mishum Chashod. Where does he come up from thin air, such a concept of, you need Befanov mishum Chashod? So he quotes the Gemara Vayta like that, Adav Samachay, respect to a completely different din. So he borrows a concept from Daf Samacheda. Just like there's a din that you need with Tzorch Shiyodiyu because of Hashoda, so he says here it's the same thing.
How would they remove it if he deserved it in the first place?
That's how he did Tshuva. That's how they
remove it.
I mean, can you be Mater Achem after the person is dead? That's a big machlokes. The Gemara tells in Sanhedrin that Reb Leizer HaGadol, Reb Leizer ben Hurkanes, the famous Leizer HaGadol, Tana, was put in Chayrim by the Tanaim because he disagreed so vehemently with the others. And after he died, so if a person dies in Chayrim, you have to put Soklim Esaron, you have to put a slab of rock, and no one said Shiva and a whole shebang. So the Gemara says, they were mata the Chayrim after he died. So the Chiddush HaRan quotes from this Gemara, you see that you can undo a Chayrim retroactively. But he's dead. You can undo a chem retroactively, and I declare that his death wasn't due to the curse. How does that work? That's what he quotes one sheet, but then he quotes the other Rishonim saying there is no such thing. Rishonim, what do you mean? The death was we cursed him and he died, and we attribute his death to the curse, you don't sit Shiva. And then you undo it retroactively, so he should come back to life.
No.
If he doesn't come back to life, just assume that he died because of the curse. So what do you mean you're undoing? So he says.
You can all come with him. Remember times of his short side, maybe you can. Make a hesped for him.
Who says there was any? No, the Gemara talks about Sokhla Masarono, that you undo the Cherem. No. So the Ran says the other Rishonim claim that they never really put Reb Lezer in Cherem. Because the Lashon of Gemara is they were mata the Cherem and they said, Huta HaNeder, Huta HaNeder. What's the Lashon? Huta HaNeder? They say, Huta HaCherem. Why do they say Huta HaNeder? So the other Rishonim say they never really made a Cherem. How could they put a Cherem in Reb Lezer Ador? The story is that they were no Hay. As if they were going to treat him as if he would be a mukham. But Chalila, they never really put him a chem. That's how some Rishonim say, and the one who published the Pirkei de Reb Lezer, which is attributed to Reb Lezer Gadol, has a whole Hakdomeh where he claims that, of course, that was the truth. And the story of the Radal of David Luria from Diachol published a whole commentary on the Pirkei de Reb Lezer. He has a whole Hakdomeh where he quotes this Chidush Aran and Sanhedrin. And he says he thinks that that was the real pshat, and he thinks that most of the Rishonim think like that. That they never really put Reb Lezer in Chem.
Did they ask Rishonim what he was for?
Yeah. They want to talk to him and learn him.
Can you do that?
Yeah, they never, the excommunication part, that's the icing on top of the cake, that they never made. But the basic part, the curse that they should drop there, the Pasha Pshat is that they did make. They don't do anything. But like a person who is a Gemara Din Lami, so he's going to die. Okay, so you wait till he dies. You await his death?
Like somebody has cancer.
Yeah. So you don't do anything?
We're living dead.
What one? They had taken an edit. The Rabbanim, the Tanoim, accepted an edit to treat him as if he had been a chayav. So then they were matter their neder. Then they were matter their neder. To stay away from him as much as possible. The third part, to stay away from him, to treat him as if he were excommunicated. That's how these Rishonim say. In the very first pasuk in Parshas Va'era, the Medrash has a comment. Sounds like Achsidish and Medrash. The Medrash Rabbah, the first Medrash Rabbah has a comment. There's a double contradiction in Ehud Bey in the pasuk. The pasuk starts off by Dabar Lekim Al Moshe, Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. Shein Dot Zvei Stiris. First it says Vayidaber, then it says Vayomer. Vayidaber is Loshen Koshe, Vayomer is Loshen Rak. Then it says Elekim is Loshen Midas Adin, then it says Ani Hashem Yudke Vavke. It's Midas Arachim. Sounds like Achsidish, the Haskalah is like Achsidish Avon. So the Medrash says that the Rabbanu Shalom changed in the middle. It started off by Dabar Elikim. The Rabbanu Shalom was furious at Moshe Rabbeinu. Elikim is Midas Adin. Or Dabar is Loshen Kosher. What was he furious about? The Rabbanu Shalom told him he should go speak to Paran, speak to Bnei Yisrael, to let Bnei Yisrael go free. And then the Rabbanu Shalom told him that it's going to be a hard time. ואני יודעתי דרבנו שלום תלז משמעיס כי לא הייתם אסכם מלך מצרים להלות ולא להיות חזוקה. It's going to be a hard time, power. It's going to take a long time. Power is not going to let them go so easily. It's not going to be the first try. So then Moshe Rabbeinu went the first time. He asked power, let them go free. And then, Tichbar Avayda, power made the Jews work harder. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes to complain to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Lama Harayos, Lama Azam, Yom Yos Basra Par. So the Rabbeinu Shalom said, what do you want? I told you in advance, it's going to be a long time. The SMAKUS is going to take a long, long time. It took a year till they finally had. So the Rabbanu Shalom was furious at him and he wanted to punish him. But then, Vayomer Elov, Ani Hashem, Loshen Rakwa, Ani Hashem, B'minas HaRachmim, the Rabbanu Shalom softened up because he realized that Rabbanu Shalom, that Moshe Rabbeinu blew his stack, he lost his cool, he lost his calm because he was aggravated about the Shval HaMatzav of Bnei Yisrael. Why did he speak improperly towards the Shekhinah? Because he had Rachmanas on Bnei Yisrael. Have to suffer some more. He was told in advance there's going to be more suffering. But he was so aggravated about their suffering, so the Rabbanu Shalom said, okay, this time I'll let you get away. So the Medrash has a very fascinating comment. The very first Medrash on Va'era. The Pasuk in Kohelet says, "Fanisi ani liras chachma v'haylulus v'sichlus." The Rabbanu Shalom looked around to all the geniuses from the Veld, and he saw they had a lot of halalus v'sichlus, they had a lot of foolishness in them. What is this? What is man come to complain about what the Rabbanu Shalom did? What do you mean, Loshen Rabim? There's only one. The Melech is the Malkah Shalom. Asu. Asahu, should say, what's Asu? So the Medrash says, when the Ribbono Shel Olam does something, he discusses it with the Tamal Yashal Maila. When he gives a din, or when he makes a gzeire, the way he runs his world, or the way he gives dinim, he doesn't just say a theoretical din, and Olam Misal Yonim, this is the din, and this is the way I want my world to run. He gives it over to the Tamal Yashal Maila that they should bring down his dinim to the Olam Moasir, that it should fit in. He's not going to give dinim, he doesn't give dinim that are too difficult to fulfill. He doesn't make a gzeir on the world that's not going to make sense after it's come down to the Olam Hazeh. He doesn't do it himself. He gives it over to the Palmal Shamar. That's where he says, Zachar Asher Kfar Asu Hu. Heim Asu. Who's Heim? The whole Palmal Shamar, the whole Bezen Shamar. It says, Vashem, who Beis Dino? All the Makkas were Vashem, who Beis Dino? The Rebbeinu Shalom with somebody else. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives it over to the Malachim that they should bring it down to the Olam Hazeh to see whether this mitzvah is going to make sense or not. So the Medrash says, the Rebbeinu Shalom is furious at these two people. Pasuk Hazeh, this pasuk speaking about the great geniuses whose chachma was really sichlus. Pasuk Hazeh nemar al Shlomo v'al Moshe. Shlomo HaMelech decided lo yarbo lo susu mechesiv zov lo yarbo lo v'lo yarbo lo nashim. Oman Shlomo HaMelech v'hechkim al gzei rosa shal HaKadosh Baruch v'yom. Olam am HaKadosh Baruch lo yarbo lo nashim. Lo yarbo lo levavo, but I'm a super genius from the world, so I'll be able to do it. Ani yarbo v'lo yosu. Amar Rabbi Seinu, so the Chacham had a tradition, but also Yud Shebi Yarbe, the Yud of Lo Yarbe, the Yud of Lo Yarbe came to complain to the Rebbeinu Shalom and said, Rebbeinu Shalom, Lo Kach Amarta, Ein Ois Betelem in HaTorah Liyodom, no letter from the Torah will ever be missing. Shlom HaMelech is taking off the Lo Yarbe Lo, he's destroying the Yud, he's destroying the whole din from the Torah, what's going to be? And how do you know Minayim Shabitul Oisom in HaTorah? And how do you know that the Rebbeinu Shalom never lets a letter from the Torah be destroyed? So the Medrash says that when the Rebbeinu Shalom changed the name of Sorah from Sorai to Sorah, so the Yud came to complain, and the Rebbeinu Shalom said, okay, we'll give it to Yeshua. This is the Medrash, that no Ois is ever bottled from the Torah. You know, what do you mean bottled? It was substituted. Instead of Sorai, it was changed to Sorah. Afo Pichein, even that Yud came with Tarumis, and that Yud was straightened out. Everything was straightened out at the end. So the Yud came from Layarba Lo Susim, Layarba Lo Nashim, complained. So the Rebbeinu Shalom has a Lashon, this Medrash, Hare Shlomo. So the Rebbeinu Shalom says, Om Allah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbeinu Shalom said to the letter Yud, Shlomo ve'elef kayotzi bo yil b'teilim. Shlomo HaMelech with 1,000 other Chachamim like him will die away. V'kutza shal Yud, kutza mimcho, einu mevan. He saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was carried away because of the fact that when he saw the suffering, Chaz v'no agima b'midas harachem hador d'chsib v'yomer elov ani Hashem v'yomer loshen rako and Hashem loshen midas haches.
Anybody down in Maris?